I'm Krista Hepburn. I have on the phone with me Master Gardener in Training, Katie Middleton. Katie's going to talk to us today about seed collecting and saving. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Hi, Krista.
Thanks for coming on. So when you talk about seed collecting and saving, are we talking about vegetable seeds or plant seeds, or is it the same thing?
Anything in the garden, really. It can be flowers or your vegetables.
And so why would we save seeds?
Well, the main reason you would want to save your seeds is so that each year you can have better and bigger plants or vegetables. So you can select the best of the best from your crop, and then the following year you can use those seeds to keep those strains going.
And when do you save seeds?
Depends on the plant. Some of your plants will be producing seeds throughout the growing season, and you can either leave them on the plant and wait for them to dry up and then pluck them off then. Or you can wait till the very end, and then you can tell they're ready by how dry they are and if they've turned brown. And then there's your fruits and vegetables. When you cut open your squash, you can scoop out your seeds then, for instance.
Right. And so if they're on the plant, do you just, like, scrape them off the branches?
Usually, depending on the plant, there'll be a little pod. And once it gets nice and ripe and plump, you can pluck it off then while it's still green and save it. But you want to wait until it's as mature as it can be.
Right. And so if I take it out of a squash or a pumpkin or whatever, do I wash the seeds first, get all that gunk off it? Yes.
Yep, you pick the biggest seeds and you can rinse them off, and it's good to dry them out on like a coffee filter. That way it won't stick as much as it would to, say, paper towel. And
And so how do you store your seeds?
You can store them once they've dried. You need to dry them out. It depends on the seed, up to a week maybe for some. And once they're nice and dry, you can put them in paper envelopes or glass jars, as long as you don't store them in a humid place and it's just kind of cool and dark.
So would you store them in the fridge or just...
It depends on the seed, but most of them just keep them dry.
Okay. And how long can they be stored for?
The longer that you store them for, the less viable the seed will be. So it depends on the seeds. The longer they're stored, obviously, the less viable they will be. So it's best to use them in a couple of years.
Oh, okay. So if you just stored them for a season,
right?
Like stored them.
Yeah, they'll be good.
From the fall and replant them the next year.
Yeah.
And how many seeds would it take for us to get a good batch of squash?
Oh, for a good batch of squash, just in your small home garden, you'd only need a handful of seeds.
Okay.
One plant can get quite big.
And same with flowers and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, the flowers, depending on what the flower is, it depends on how big the plant gets, really.
Right.
Like, say, if you wanted to plant zinnias, you'd plant lots of them. And one flower can produce multiple plants, the seeds from one flower.
Oh, yes, okay. And what's the advantage to saving your own seeds?
Well, cost-wise, it makes sense. So you're not, because if you're an avid gardener or even just starting out, you have to purchase a lot of seeds depending on how many different plants you want to grow. So if you save your own seeds, you're saving that cost every year, and it gets less and less each year the more seeds that you save from different varieties. And also, it's great to be able to trade with friends. And a really good benefit to saving your own seeds is that the seeds that you save from your own garden are already acclimatized to your specific area. So they're going to do the best there, especially if you're picking the best of the best from each crop. So each year you'll have a really good yield.
Right. So I've got a big basil plant outside that's there's lots of seeds on it.
Right. What kind of plant is it?
Basil.
Oh, basil. Yeah.
So I would just take those dead ends off the seeds and dry them out.
Yeah, like once the flower is died probably before frost, because basil can go mushy.
Okay. Well.
And then you would then dry them out and store them, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for speaking with me today, Katie.
You're welcome.
It's a lot to take in, seed collecting and saving.
Yeah, yeah, there is a lot to it. There's lots of stuff on the internet.
Yes.
It's really interesting, really.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. It's been very informative.
Okay. Thank you.
I've been speaking to Master Gardener in Training, Katie Middleton. If you have a question about gardening, go to pecmastergardeners.ca. I'm Krista Hepburn, and you've been listening to County Grows on I'm Krista Hepburn, and you've been listening to County Grows on the Grapevine, 99.3 County FM.